Good evening. I just want to welcome you to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people, whatever it takes for the soul. I hope and believe wherever you are doing good. I have just entered here with the song that is saying, Mulo, Mulo, Wachiza. Today it's Thursday, the 22nd of July, 2021. I hope you are well. I hope everything is well by your side. You are here listening to the Power Hour, the Hour of the Power. And the time now is 20:05 CAT, Central African Time. I hope and believe, Gore, on this cold weather, you are well. I hope and believe, Gore, on this cold weather, everything is well by your side. Today, there are a lot of things that are happening. There are a lot of things that has been happening from in the morning until now, especially when it comes to the news. You can hear that the former president, they gave him a special leave to go and bury his brother. That is what is being happening. It's been trending all over the media. When you check on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, you see there, or even on WhatsApp, people are talking about the special leave that has been given to the former president Jacob Zuma. Remember, he's arrested. He was arrested last week, and they gave him a special leave to go and bury his brother, because his brother died last week. Wherever you are, if you want to interact with us tonight, with whatever that we are going to talk about, you are welcome to do so. You can use the number 083-289-4658, or you can just see +27 83 289 4658. Remember, that only depend with your location. If you are outside the border of South Africa, you will need to start with a dialing code. If you are here in South Africa, there's no need to dial a dialing code. You just go straight 083-289-4658. Or what you can do as well, you can just go to Facebook page. You just go to By the Grace Radio. You like our page and you'll be able to interact with us. Or you can just go to our website, radio.bythegrace.org, or you can just say radio@bythegrace.org. The Power Hour is the name of the show. This is the last segment of the show, Time to Meditate. And this last segment of the show, it starts at 8:20 until the hour there, 2100 to 2130. Tonight, we have a topic that I want us to talk about. I want us to engage all of us. This, whatever that we are going to talk about, I tell you, this topic that we are going to discuss is topic, Itlobaboroko. I tell you, Gore, Gitlobaboroko. But I want us just to talk about tonight. We're just going to talk about I hate divorce, that says the Lord. When you read the book of Malachi chapter 2, verse number 6, it said, I hate divorce, says the Lord God of Israel. I hate divorce, says the God of Israel. That's what we will be discussing about tonight. If you have anything that you want to say, if you have a question, if you have an input, whatever that you feel that you want to share with us, you are welcome to do so. As we have quoted that scripture, we said, is in abusive marriage, what must he or she do? Because God hates divorce. If you marry someone who is divorced, you are committing adultery. If you get married by divorcee, you commit adultery. That's what we are going to talk about and discuss. If you want to be part of us, You are welcome to do so by using the number that I have given to you. What are we going to do right now? Wherever you are, Naluena, we are going to pray tonight. Naluena, we are just going to thank God for the opportunity that God has given us tonight. Because I know as I speak, there are people who have lost their loved one because of unrest. They have lost their loved one because of COVID. But Naluena, we are still here and we should just thank God. Oh God, we thank you tonight because we are here. We thank you tonight because you gave us another opportunity. God Mudimu gave us another opportunity so that we can meet and we can praise him and we can do all those things. Now, I know, Gori, it is very cold. You can just get a cup of tea, or what you can do, you can just get a cup of tea as we are going to be together. We're going to do a lot of things. We are going to sing. We are going to do lots of things together. I'm going to give you this song. The song that I'm going to give it to you is a song that will lead us to a moment where we are going to pray. I'm just going to welcome Lebosu Khobela, who's going to give us a song. With that song, I just want to invite you, wherever you are, we are going to pray. Wherever you are, we are going to thank God and say, Mudimu, we are here. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity. We thank you for the time that you have given us. That's what we are going to do. We're going to thank God. We're going to give God the praise. Wherever you are, as I said, the Bible tells us in the book of 2 Timothy 2, 1 Timothy 2, that we should pray for everyone. That's what we're going to do as we are going to pray. The other thing that we must not forget to pray, praying for the government. I tell you, Gori, the way things are now, you can see, Gori, this is a demon that is taking control. Whatever that you see happening there now, you can see, Gori, it's a demon that is taking control. Now, it needs Naluena to pray. I see, babang ba painta kaminwana, babang ba riki ogi obat, it needs us Naluena to pray. Now, I'm just going to give you that song. And out of the song, what we're going to do, we will be continuing with the discussion about the topic that I want us to discuss about. As the Bible tells us in the book of Malachi, chapter 2, verse number 16, that says, I hate divorce, that says the Lord. That's what it says, isn't it? I hate divorce, that says the Lord. Go to Mudimu, utroile divorce. Mudimu, utroile chalo. Now, that's what we are going to discuss about here. At By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. And the time now is exactly 2011 CAT Central African Time. We just want to hear, Gori, where are you listening from and what are you doing on this cold weather? I know in some part of places here in Gauteng, in some part of the provinces here in South Africa, we know, Gori, there is load shedding. Here where I am, there's load shedding, but it's going to start around 2 o'clock in the morning. I know some part of this place, the load shedding, have started now. Wherever you are, tell us, Gori, what are you doing? What is happening wherever you are? And from there, we are going to continue. Let me give you the song, as I promise you, the song that is saying, that's a song by Lebosu Khobela. With that song, we are going to thank God and we're going to give God the praise. Rimudimu, Ria Lebowa. I want you to listen to the song. All right. Let me give you this song by Worship House. They're giving us a song that is saying, thank you, Jesus. In the other way, we say, Mudimu Ria Lebowa for the opportunity. Mudimu Ria Lebowa for the time that you gave us. We thank God at this time. We thank God for everything that God is continuing to do in our life. Let me give you this song by Worship House. They featured the Muruti Rudolph, saying, Ria Lebowa, Rudolph Mabaso. With the song that is saying, thank you, Jesus. And with that song, after the song, I just want Naluena just to thank God. I tell you, Gori, it's very important. It's very important, Gori, each and every day of our life, when we wake up in the morning, when it's in the evening, you must thank God, Gori Mudim. I thank you for the opportunity. I thank you for another opportunity. I thank you for the privilege that you gave me. Let me welcome a Worship House as they're giving us a song.
Jesus.
You can just join us as we sing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Realebuwa mudimu. Continue saying thank you, God. Yes. Father, we thank you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We saying thank you, Father, because you are the Lord. Thank you, Father, for the life that you gave us. Thank you, Father, for the food that you always giving us. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you are continuing to provide us in our life. Thank you for healing us, Lord. Thank you for protecting us in the name of Jesus. We pray tonight and we humble ourselves unto you. Thank you, Father, because you are the Lord. You've been with us and you will continue to be with us. Amen. At the time now, it's exactly 20:25 CAT Central African Time. You are still here at By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people, whatever it takes for a soul. Now, as I told you that tonight we are going to talk about this topic. The reason why I have decided just to bring this topic tonight so that we can talk about this topic. There is something that I posted yesterday that comes from the book of Matthew chapter number 5. Let me just read that verse that I have posted yesterday. And it have bring a lot of question, and many people, wherever they were, they had a lot of question. I decided that I want us tonight just to look into this. When you read the book of Matthew chapter number 5, I want us to just to read it as it is opening what we are going to talk about. As I said, the Bible says, I hate divorce, that says the Lord. When you read the book of Malachi, as I have mentioned, Malachi chapter 2, verse number 16, it's saying there. Before I go to Matthew chapter 5, let me just read Malachi, and from there we'll continue. It said there, I hate divorce, that says the Lord, God of Israel. I hate it when one of you does such a cruel thing to his wife. Make sure that you do not break your promise to be faithful to your wife. You see, let me repeat it. Said, I hate divorce, says God, Lord God of Israel. I hate it when one of you does such cruel things to his wife. Make sure that you do not break your promise to be faithful to your wife. That is what God is saying there, that he hates divorce. Now let me read the scripture that I posted yesterday on my status that raised many questions to lots of people, and they said a lot of things, and that is they wanted to know. So I just said, okay, let me bring this topic tonight. If you want to interact with us about this topic, you are welcome to do so. You can send us the WhatsApp, you can even SMS us, you can even call us if you want to. The number that you can use to interact with us tonight, it is +27 83 289 4658, +27 83 289 4658. When you use that, you will be able to interact with us. As I said, I want us to read the book of Matthew chapter 5. I want to show you something why it have raised this question as we're talking about divorce. The topic that I want us to discuss about, the thing that I want us to engage about tonight, as we are engaging that if someone is, I said, I hate divorce, that says the Lord. I said this question, that if someone is in abusive marriage, what must he or she do? Because God hates divorce. If you marry someone who is divorced, you are committing adultery. If you get married to someone who is a divorcee or divorced, it means that you are committing adultery. And I said, let us engage tonight, because the Bible says, for example, if I divorce my wife, I should rather stay single or I go back to her. Remember, there is something that I want us to understand here. According to the Bible, I'm not talking about according to the way the world does things. According to the Bible, the only person who is divorcing someone is a man. It's not a wife. There is no way when a wife can divorce the man. I know the law and here in South Africa and the way things are. It is how it is done. But biblically, from the beginning, I want to show you something. But before I went there, I want us to read Matthew chapter 5. I want to show you something in what I've raised many questions in what I want us to do. If you found it, let's open Matthew chapter number 5. And when you open Matthew chapter number 5, there are two or three things that I want to show you in relation to what we've been talking about. And I remember you are still here at By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. As I said, if you want to interact with us, you are welcome to do so. Matthew chapter 5, when you read verse number 31, it's saying there, it was also said, anyone who divorces his wife must give a written notice of divorce. But now I tell you, if a man divorces his wife for any cause other than her unfaithfulness, then he is guilty of making her committing adultery. If she marries again, and the man who marries her commits adultery also. That's what he said. Let me repeat. It was also said, anyone who divorces his wife must give her a written notice of divorce. But now I tell you, if a man divorces his wife for any cause other than her unfaithfulness, then he is guilty of making her commit adultery. If she marries again, and the man who marries her commits adultery too. Now, let me read in what I have posted in the message, and from there we will continue. It said there, verse number 31. Remember the scripture that says, whoever divorces his wife, let him do it legally, giving her divorce paper and her legal rights. Too many of you are using that as a cover for selfishness and whim, pretending to be righteousness just because you are legal. Please, no more pretending. If you divorce your wife, you are responsible for making her adulteress, unless she already made herself that by sexual promiscuity. And if you marry such a divorced adulterer, you are automatically an adulterer yourself. You can't use legal cover to mask a moral failure. Now, that's what I posted yesterday, and it have raised many questions. Now, let us go back to Malachi chapter number 2, verse number 16, as we are talking about divorce. I tell you, I have the messages that I'm going to read that our brothers and sisters have sent concerning this, saying, according to them, the way they see it, it should be like this. If you want to take part in what we are discussing about, you are welcome to do so, sending us the WhatsApp 083-289-4658 plus 2783-289-4658. Let me repeat, plus 2783-289-4658. Now remember, our main scripture for tonight is Malachi chapter 2, verse number 16, when it said, I hate divorce. It doesn't matter because we have this thing of changing things. We have these things of saying, or no, but like my position favors me. But yet the Bible tells us there, you can only give a divorce paper if someone has done adultery. Remember, as I said, the only person who is giving a divorce paper is a man. But I know now, because things have changed. Molly fasting, things have changed. Even the woman can give you a divorce papers. But now, when you read the book of Deuteronomy chapter number 24, verse number 1 to 4, he said, a man may marry a woman and then find some secret things about her that he does not like. If that man is not pleased with her, he must write a divorce paper and give them to her. Then he must send her from his house. When she has left his house, she may go and become another man's wife. But listen to this. But suppose the new husband also does not like him and send her away. If that man divorces her, the first husband may not take her again to be his wife. Or if the new husband dies, the first husband may not take her to. I want to show you something here. She has become unclean of him. If he marries her again, he will be done something the Lord hates. You must not sin like this in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. Now, what I'm trying to say, I want to show you something there. Things that are happening, things that people are doing. So, what does it mean? What I'm trying to say tonight here, remember, the reason why Moses had to allow this, it was because the way people were doing this so that they can score the goal. They were doing this so that if Mutana feel gore, I don't want you anymore, they were giving you the divorce papers. And remember, God hates divorce. But now, when you read Matthew chapter number 19, I want to show something there in the book of Matthew. Chapter number 19, verse number 1, it said, when Jesus finished saying these things, he left Galilee and went to the territory of Judea on the other side of the Jordan River. Large crowd followed him and he healed them there. Some Pharisees came to him and tried to trap him by asking, does our law allow a man to divorce his wife for whatever reason he wishes? Listen, these are the Pharisees. Now they go to Jesus and they said to him, what does the law say? Does the law allow any man to give a divorce papers to his wife for any reason? That's the question. And they're asking Jesus. They were trying to get something that they can get him. They were trying to get something that they should use to nail him. But now listen what Jesus is saying. Jesus answered, haven't you read the scripture that say, in the beginning the Creator made people male and female? Now that's one when Jesus is answering now to them, that haven't you read the scripture? The scripture that says, in the beginning God created a male and female. Because when you read Genesis 1 verse 27, it said, so God created a human being, making them to be like himself. He created them male and female. He created them male and female. When you read Genesis 5, verse number 2, he created them male and female and blessed them and named them human beings. He created them a male and female and he blessed them. In King James, he said he created a wife. He blessed them. A human being. He blessed them. Now, that is where it comes from. In the beginning, God created a male and female. Munnalam Sadi. And he blessed them. That is why when Adam woke up, he said, this is the bone of my bone. Ari, she is the bone of my bone. That's what Adam said. Ari, she is bone of my bone. When even if you can read that in the King James Version, said, and he answered and said unto them, have yet not read that he which made them at the beginning, he made them male and female. Now, if you want to interact with us, you are welcome to do so. Remember, we're talking about I hate divorce, that says the Lord. Malachi 2:16. And then I said that if someone is in abusive marriage, what must she or he do? Because God hates divorce. If you marry someone who is divorced, the Bible says you make him adultery. Now let me read something that I have received now from Anonymous, who said this part, saying there, that's Anonymous. Anonymous is saying, after being in an 8-year abusive marriage, that's Anonymous, I prayed about it and I finally had the courage to leave. I filed for divorce. You see, what that is Anonymous, what Anonymous is saying. She's saying, after being again, after being in a abusive marriage for 8 years. When you go to the book of Proverbs, he said that it is better to stay in a shack than to stay with a nagging spouse. It is better to stay in a shack than to stay with a nagging spouse. But I just want to say to you, you know, it is very, 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 very painful. It is very, 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 very painful. As I'm saying that, may God continue to help us. May God continue to be with us. Now, what I'm going to do right now, I'm just going to give you this song. When we come back, I will be continuing reading more and more and more of the messages about this. And we'll be reading the Word of God. What does the Word of God say? Remember, I just said, we read, when you read Matthew chapter number 19, you started from verse number 1. And now we were in verse number 4 when Jesus Christ was answering them. Remember, they said some Pharisees, they came to Jesus, they tried to make him say something wrong. They asked him, it is right for a man to divorce his wife for any reasons he chooses. Any reasons he chooses. Because most of us, when we do things, I tell you, even Liberuti, they're doing that. Where we come with something that we can say, or no, I cannot. But the important thing here, what I want to show you, Kore, Mdimu Ori, I hate divorce. He said, we're going to read more and more and more verses. Now, that's why they went just answered, he said, surely you have read this in the scripture. When God made the world, he made people male and female. When God made the world, he made people male and female. When you read Malachi chapter 2, verse number 15, God wants husband and wife to become one body and one spirit. Why? So that they will have holy children and protect that spiritual unity. Don't cheat on your wife. She has been your wife from the time you were young. Okay, let me give you the song. After this song, what are we going to do? We're going to continue. I'm giving you the song by Lebo Sokobela. Enjoy the song. When we come back, we are going to continue. bya hao bo ya makatsa ka metla. That is Lebo Sekgobela giving that wonderful song, the song that is saying boholo bya hao bo ya makatsa. You are still here at By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and souls of the people, whatever it takes for the soul. Remember, we are still talking about a divorce. The Bible says God hates divorce. The Bible says God hates divorce. And I said, if someone is in abusive marriage, what must that person do? If that person divorce, what must that person do now in this case? Must he continue staying in that abusive marriage, or must he run for a life? Must he run for a life? Because remember, I want to tell you something that we have to understand here. The Bible says it is better to stay in a shack than to stay with a nagging spouse. I mean, you know, there's something that it is touching me right now, especially when it comes to the comments that I'm seeing now from the anonymous. I tell you, it may God help us. May God help us. I mean, all right, let me continue reading Matthew 19. And now we are reading verse number 5, saying, "And God said, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and unite with his wife, and the two will become one. So they are no longer two, but one. No human being must separate them. What God has joined together." The Pharisees asked him, "Why then did Moses give the law for a man to hand his wife a divorce notice and send her away?" These are the Pharisees. They're saying, but why did Moses allow that a man is allowed to give a divorce notice and send her away? These are the Pharisees. They wanted to know. But now listen to what Jesus has said. He said, "Just answered, Moses gave you permission to divorce your wife because you are so hard to teach. But it was not like that at the time of creation. That's the reason why Moses had to allow them, or it's fine, you can send her away. Because of that." Remember, it was only the man who was doing that. Because remember, a man is the one who is marrying a wife. But I know now things have changed. Musadi is able to negotiate for lobola. That's what is happening. But from the beginning, it wasn't so. Okay. Now, as we continue, he said there that, "I tell you then that any man who divorces his wife for any cause other than her unfaithfulness, that person commits adultery. If he marries some other woman." I tell you, he said there, any man who divorces his wife for any other cause other than unfaithfulness will commit adultery. Put it in other words, the divorce is allowed if it is other, if that person was unfaithful, if that person maybe was cheating. Because that's why they, for any reason, you commit adultery. If I divorce my wife because I feel worried, we're no longer in the same page, she's no longer understanding me, the Bible tells me that that is wrong. Because Mudimu is not wanting it. Mudimu is not allowing it. He said, if I do that and I marry someone else, what does that mean? It means that I'm making her adulterer. That's what they say. All right, let me read another message that I have found here. This message is saying, listen to this. It's a long message that I'm going to read, but I will read for you. I will read for you what it is saying. It is saying there, Awa Muruti, if I was divorced and I divorce and remarry, why will I still be called adulterer? So I'm reading so that you can understand. That is anonymous as well. Okay? Why will I be called adulterer? Can't God doesn't forgive? Okay? Can't God doesn't forgive? If I ask for forgiveness, what about the grace of God? Before the eyes of people, yes, you can say I'm adulterer, but before the eyes of God, I'll be forgiven. The word of God doesn't condemn but build in love. Now I feel like we are condemning others. God loves us all. Nothing will separate us from his love. Okay? Being demons, sin, world, sickness, or all those things, they cannot separate us from his love. That's from Anonymous. Alright, I just want to hear you as well. Or what do you say when about this? What will you give advice? Because the Bible says there that God hates divorce. The Bible says there that God hates divorce. All right. When we are there as well, when you read First Corinthians chapter number 7, verse number 39, it is said, a man should stay with a wife as long as he lives. But if the husband dies, the woman is free to marry any man she wants, but she should belong to the Lord. This is very tough. Eh? Remember I said there, a man should stay with her husband as long as he lives. Doesn't matter what, but it said a man. But in this case, let's say somebody is being abused. What must happen? What must happen? Mustn't the person flee for her life or his life? I tell you, every day we are witnessing people being killed. I want to hear from you, Gori, what are you saying? I'm still going to read the messages that we are continuing to receive. Now, when you read Deuteronomy 22, I want to show you something there in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 22, verse number 16. Then I'm going to read another message from Anonymous. It said there, the girl father must say to the leader, I gave my daughter to this man to be his wife, but now he does not want her. This man accused my daughter of doing wrong and said, I did not find the proof that your daughter is a virgin. But here is the proof that my daughter was a virgin. Then they should show the clothes of the town leaders. Then the leaders of that town must take the man and punish him. You know, must take the man and punish him. Must take the man and punish him. Because why? It's giving the daughter a letter of saying, I don't want you because of this and this. Alright. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 7. We're going to read verse 1 Corinthians 7, verse number 11. We're going to read verse number 11. And thereafter, what we'll do, I'm going to read another messages that are still coming about this. And we will continue. When you read verse number 11, it says, they said that if a wife does live, she should remain single. If a wife does live, she should remain single or go back with her husband. And a husband should not divorce his wife. Listen, but if a wife does live. Okay, let me just read from verse number 10. Now I have a command for those who are married. Actually, it is not from me. It is what the Lord is command. That is what Paul is saying, Ari, it is not from me, it's what the Lord command. A wife should not leave a husband. But if a wife does leave, she should remain single or get back together with a husband. And a husband should not divorce his wife. A husband should not divorce his wife. But as I said, there is someone who's being abused. There is someone every day they beat her. Every day she's beaten. Every day she feels somehow. What must this woman do? Or there is a man every day, washapiwa. Every day this man is being or they don't respect the man. What must the man do? Must the man continue to stay, or must the wife continue to stay? Because we know where God hates divorce. And here where we read in First Corinthians 7, from 10, it said, now I have a command for those who are married. Actually, it is not from me, but it is what the Lord has said. A wife should not leave her husband, but if a man does leave, she should remain single. But if a wife does leave, she should remain single or get back together with her husband. And a husband should not divorce his wife. Let me read something here concerning this. I want to show you something. Listen to this, what it's saying. Okay. It talks about adultery. It's right. My concern is divorce in general. I am supposed to be staying in an abusive marriage? Am I supposed to stay in abusive marriage? Because God doesn't like divorce, or God hates divorce. And after divorce, I can't marry again. So if it is better to sleep around and stay alone, what exactly should someone do? Okay, listen to this. This person is saying, I told you, that is anonymous. He's saying there that, okay, God hates divorce. It's fine. God hates divorce. But must I continue staying in an abusive marriage? Every day I'm being abused. Every day I have a gunga. Every day they beat me. They do, he do this or she do this. What must I do? Are okay, fine. Money may divorce. But okay, fine. So if I divorce, it means that I must stay alone. And because I was used to it, what must I do? Because I'm gonna sleep all over. Because now I want to show you something here. Listen to this. In the book of 1 Corinthians 7, it said, now I will discuss the thing you wrote me about. You ask, it is better for a man not to have a sexual relationship at all. But sexual sin is a danger. So each man should enjoy his own wife, and each woman should enjoy her own husband. The husband should give his wife what she deserves as his wife. That is the first Corinthians. It talks about the worry. If you feel like it's better to marry than to burn, he said it is better to marry than to burn with desire. But here the person is saying, but what must I do? Because now if I divorce, if I divorce, and then the Bible says I must either stay singing or go back to him. I must either stay singing or go back to her. Remember, as I told you, according to the Bible, the only person we know that was divorcing was a man. The man was the one who was giving a divorce paper. It was not a woman. We never heard the Bible tells us that the woman was doing it. It was the man who was doing that. That's why I said there, I instruct married couple to stay together, and this is exactly what the Lord himself taught. A wife who leave a husband should either stay single or go back to her husband, and a husband should not leave his wife. The time now is 21:00. Let me give you this song, and after the song, what we're gonna do, we're gonna continue with the discussion that we are talking about. I'm still going to read more and more and more of the messages that are still coming. If you want to send yours, you are welcome as well to engage and send yours. Now, let me give you the song by Uche. Aku really Bua. And when we come back, we continue. That is Uche Aku giving that wonderful song, their song that is saying Ria Lebuwa. The time now it's 21:04 CAT Central African Time. We still thank God. We still saying God, we thank you for this hour. We thank you for this moment, the power hour, the hour of the power here at By the Grace Radio. And you are with me. John is my name. And my say name is Mama Bolo. Remember, we are talking about divorce or Mudimu hate divorce. And I said there, what will a person do? Remember, the Bible tells us there, you must not leave your wife. You must not leave your husband. You must stay. In other words, you must not divorce. He said, when you go, when you leave her, you must come back to go. You come back to him. You come back to her. Because that's how it is. If I decide not to leave now, I must come back to her. But as I said, what will a person do? Because now, I've just read the scripture now here in the book of Proverbs. when you read the book of Proverbs, chapter number 21, verse number 9, it is said there that do you best prepare for the worst, better to live alone in a tramp town shack than a share mansion with a nagging spouse. Better to live alone than to stay to share a mansion with a nagging spouse. Now, I think there is a problem, or there's something that we have to look here. I'm not saying everyone or those whom their marriage is going down the drain is because they didn't pray. No. But I'm saying, I said this yesterday, that there is something that we are lacking as people. I just want to speak to those who are about to get married. I just want to speak to you, all those who are about to get married. It's very important to do the pre-marital counseling. It's very important. I tell you, Gori, we are missing a mark. But when we do the pre-marital counseling, it helps us to prevent things that are happening. And it's very important that each and every time we need to shout. I normally say to a lot of people, a lot of men, that you need to have somebody to talk to. As women as well, have somebody to talk to. Now, let me read something here that touched me. I don't know. It touched me, saying, listen to this. It took me more than 3 years praying, and I finally decided that is enough. Listen, if a pastor with a collar can beat me while I'm pregnant and still go on stage and preach, then I have to run for my life. Listen to this. This is something that touched me. From Anonymous, saying, Gore, it took me 3 years. Now, Anonymous said, Gore, in 8 years, being in an abusive marriage. And I prayed about it. That's what Anonymous is saying there. I just imagine a pastor with a collar. Just imagine a pastor with a collar. But it's my prayer, Mudimu Artuse. Mudimu Artuse. Mudimu Artuse. You know, the devil doesn't want Lenyalo. The devil, about Lenyalo. That is why he's bringing divorces. That is why he's bringing this tension where I end up being maybe fighting with my wife. I end up being abusing my wife, doing all those things. Mudimu hate divorce. But what will a person do? Being in an abusive marriage, must I continue staying or must I run for my life? Must I continue staying or run for my life? Let me read the other message that I have received. This message that I received, let me read. You can still keep on sending yours so that we can read together. Listen, God hates divorce, that is it. And committing adultery is a sin. And all sins are equal. So, God forgives sins. Personally, I won't stay in an abusive marriage or go back to the partner. Period. God will forgive my sins. Said no. I mean, listen to what she's saying. Anonymous again. Our God hates divorce. It's fine. I hear you. And committing adultery is a sin. And all sins are equal. God forgive sins. Personally, I won't stay in an abusive marriage or go back to my partner. No, God will forgive my sins. Mulimu Artuse. Okay. This other one. I have a protection order and a warrant of arrest for the pastor, my soon-to-be ex-husband.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, what should I do? Okay. Let me read the other one. As much as he hates divorce, he will forgive me. I was in an abusive marriage for a reason. He has a plan for us. All things work together for good. So, it is well. That is the messages from Anonymous. There are lots of messages that are coming from Anonymous. Now, you are welcome to send yours. I tell you, every day we tune in the radio, they tell you, gore mamang ba mmolaile, o bolaile ke monna wa hae, kapa o bolaile ke mosadi wa hae. That's why I'm saying it's very important to have the pre-marriage counseling. It's very important to have a pre-marriage counseling. Let me show you something there. When you read the book of Judges. Judges 19, verse number 2 and 3. But she was beautiful and went back to live with her family in Bethlehem. 4 months later, listen, 4 months later, her husband decided to try and talk her into coming back. So he went to Bethlehem, taking along a servant and 2 donkeys. He talked with his wife, and she invited him into her family home. Her father was glad to see him. Now, if you can hear there, Judges 19:2-3, it's saying there that it happened that she was unfaithful, and she went back home. Now her husband decided to send the family to go and speak with her to come back. As I said that the Bible says if I leave my wife, I should rather come back to her or stay single. But I tell you, it is very tough. Especially if you were used to get something. I don't know, but if you were used to know, I have somebody that I sleep with. And now you are divorced, and you it's very tough. But may God who is in heaven help us. May God who is in heaven help us. May God who is in heaven help us. When you read Jeremiah 3, verse number 1, the Lord said to the people of Israel, if a divorced woman marries, can her first husband ever marry again? No, because this will pollute the land, but you have more gods than prostitute has. Why should I take you back? Okay. Alright, that is something else. Okay. Now, let me give you this song. When we come back, I'm going to read 2 or 3 messages, and I will be leaving you. Remember, we're talking about divorce. Okay, let me give you the song. The song I'm giving it to you now, it's by Lucas. Okay. It's by the late Tepo Tola, who gave us this song, Hulukile. I'm giving this song, I'm playing this song to each and everyone who passed through a lot of things. Okay, listen to this song. Thank you. Holukile, Holukile, with that song, we are remembering Tsepo Tsola, who just left this world. May God continue to strengthen the family of Tsepo Tsola. And that song also, we were playing that song to each and everyone who passed through a lot of things. May God continue to strengthen you. Remember, we were here as we were talking about divorce, or God hate divorce. I'm going to read the last two messages. You can also send yours. There's this one here, Kimatomola. As for me, I would rather go to hell. That is what Matomola is saying there. I don't know. I cannot. I had to divorce her because she was not respecting me. She was treating me as somebody who doesn't have a mind. I decided to divorce because I could not. Now, I will rather go to hell if that's the case. I tell you, it is very tough. It is very tough, but I just want to provide this solution to those who are about to get married. Please, 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 before you get married, before you commit into something else, because remember, that's what the Bible says, whatever that God has joined, let no man separate. Now, you have to make sure that you number one, request a pre-marital counseling. To each and everyone who was about to get married, it's very important. I know you found your loved one, but it's very important to have the pre-marital counseling. And it's very important to engage in prayer and pray, because that is why once some they used to say marriage aina reverse. That's what they say, aina reverse. Kore, it's like a motorbike. You cannot go reverse with a motorbike unless if you push it, you do it with your leg, but it does not have a reverse. Like a marriage as well, it does not have a reverse. So I know it is not easy. I know it is not easy. And as I said, it is very tough. Udula kara lenyalo, being in an abusive marriage. Every time unali gunga, every time this is happening. And some they end up being saying or no, in the name of saying or I cannot, you cannot leave me. I tell you, there was other time I was doing the counseling to another people that I cannot name. And I remember there was a time when they wanted to, things were in the right. I did the first counseling with them. And the second one, the woman said, no, I cannot. And the man said, no, you cannot leave me. There is no way that you can leave me. Now, it's very important to make sure that we attend the pre-marital counseling. Before, if somebody says, I want to marry you, make sure you request pre-marital counseling. I want to show you something there. In the book of the last, I want to read the last verse in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 7, when Paul said this word, Ari, Yana, you wish or everybody should be like him. But anyway, Mudimu gave each and everyone the gift. But he said there, I wish that everyone should be like me. But when we know gore, well, that's why in verse number 1 he said gore, you must marry than to burn in with desire. Now, to all those who have divorced, we are praying, may God give a solution. For those who are in an abusive marriage now, that's my prayer that I am praying tonight. May God restore your marriage. To all those who have divorced their wives, for all those who have divorced, is my prayer, may God restore. As I said that, I know it is not easy staying in an abusive marriage. It's not easy. It doesn't matter how strong you are. I tell you, I once saw something on TV. One of the programs showing the, it called, one of the programs when I saw it where the man and was abusing a wife in such a way, Yauri. The man even killed the wife, and the wife also did the same. Those are the things that we always see. But I'm praying for a Mudimar too, see, because in the beginning, God created a man and a woman. All right, in the beginning, God created a man and a woman. But may Mudimu help us, and may God make sure that. May God make sure that's my prayer, or may God alituse. Let us pray. Father, we pray tonight in the name of Jesus. I'm praying for that family as they are going through rough patch time. Father, as I speak, I know there are family that are fighting. There's abuse in the family. Mudimu, you hate divorce. Mudimu, you are God who give us peace. And I pray, Father, I know that you are able to solve and restore the families. Father, we stand against the demon of abuse. We stand against the demon. The demon of a divorce. Father, in the name of Jesus, we know that the devil is a liar. The devil is the one who causes these things. Because he knows that where two or three gathered, there is something happening. Father, we stand against this divorce. We stand against this abuse. The men who are abusing their wives, let this stop. The wives who are abusing their husband, let this stop, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you tonight, in Jesus' name. Everyone say amen. Now the time has arrived for me to love you. The time is 21:28. I'm leaving you right now. God bless you. To all those who have been listening, to all those who have engaged into this topic, may God continue to help you. I hope we will believe. I believe that one day we will continue. But I just want to leave you with this song, Taboyaka Yego Jesu Fela. That is Lucas Maloma. With the song, I'm saying bye-bye, good night. God bless. May God strengthen you and help you. Good night. We love you. Be protected. Bye-bye.
marriage. Oh,